Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cane. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting third. The left fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. And now, play ball. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive towards first. Judge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Walters moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Walters scores. Cook goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge takes first base on ball four. Farrell moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Johnson scores. Farrell moves to third. Judge moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bobby Coombs now pitching. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball four. Farrell scores. Judge moves to third. McManus moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Rhodes reaches second base with a double. Judge scores. McManus scores. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rhodes moves to third. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Dick Barrett now pitching. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Werber moves to third. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Werber scores. Two outs. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Barrett. Cook moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cook scores. It's 10-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Judge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. There goes Farrell trying to get to home. Barrett throws to Cochran who tags Farrell for the out. It's 11-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Fox reaches second base with a double. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 11-1, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Majeski now catching. Ed Sahaki now playing shortstop. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rhodes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McNair moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bing Miller now playing center field. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walters moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Walters moves to third. Cook moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walters scores. Cook moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 12-2, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cook scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 13-2, Red Sox. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. One out. It's 14-2, Red Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber now playing third base. Rabbit Warsler now playing shortstop. Johnny Gooch now catching. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rhodes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to second. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. McNair scores. Miller goes all the way around to score. It's 14-4, Red Sox. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sahaki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judge moves to third. Warsler moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Judge scores. Warsler moves to third. It's 15-4, Red Sox. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Warsler scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 16-4, Red Sox. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rhodes takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Werber reaches second base with a double. Oliver scores. Rhodes moves to third. It's 17-4, Red Sox. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rhodes scores. Werber scores. It's 19-4, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 19, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Seeds now playing first base. Dick Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Barrett moves to third. McNair moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett scores. McNair scores. Miller moves to second. It's 19-6, Red Sox. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 19-7, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Majeski goes all the way around to score. It's 19-8, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cook. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Coleman scores. It's 19-9, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0-for-2 in the game. Sahaki hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 19, and the Athletics 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 19, and the Athletics 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Dick Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver, who is chasing the ball. McNair reaches third base with a triple. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Majeski reaches second base with a double. McNair scores. It's 19-10, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 19, and the Athletics 10. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to second. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 19, and the Athletics 10. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0-for-3 in the game. Sahaki strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 19, and Philadelphia Athletics, 10. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.